Mua, mua. Get up and dance. Connect the dots. This is Tom Edison. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show. Hey, this is the show where I connect the dots. You can too a little, because it is a call-in radio show, 888-627-6008. If you're in another part of the world, 323-744-4831. And don't forget to do the prefix code to get to America. Hey, doing the show from New York City, capital of the world. Only New York can claim that. Even though they've done their best to destroy it, you know, but let's hope for the better that New York will finally recover. All the destruction done to New York has been done by evil people, greedy people, evil ETs, and all the other negative factions that want to control and ruin our world. Yeah, all that stuff goes on, unfortunately. Hey, if you listened to the last show, ET Yoga, and it was telling you right, you know, the spin you put on something, if you, how you react to it, the universe responds to how you react. So you always want to put a good spin on something, because the universe is reacting to you whether you want it to or not. And that's why we hope for the better. That's why we put our best foot forward. That's why we want to project love. Because I've said it before and I'll say it again, projecting love will gather love. And the best example of that was, do your rock and roll history research. The Beatles. Yeah, that was a most popular band of all time back around 1963, 64, 65. They were on top of the world. They projected love with their music, their personalities, their songwriting, and the world responded with love. If you don't believe me, get a little glimpse of it. I've got the video out there on YouTube, Beatlemania in America. And I highlight the point that Shea Stadium was the high point. Watch the video. It's only 10 minutes long. I call it a rock and roll documentary because it is. It, you know, it presents a video presentation of what we have on historical record for what happened around that point in time. And then the images speak for themselves. The screaming of the girls speaks for the situation. And everything else in the video speaks for the situation. 10 minutes, 4 seconds long. I don't know on my browser, because I watch it every once in a while just to remind myself. It's jumped up and down on the list there, like whether it shows, I think the first week it showed up at, number 7 or number 9 on the list, then it dropped down to 16, 14, 17. If it drops down below 20, you got to go through the whole list to the bottom page and come back. But it's made a comeback, and now it's, last week it was at the number 2 spot video. Yeah, how about that? You know, that shows up on the Google browser screen. And then a couple of days ago, that went down to number 3. Now it's number 4, but that's still up there in the top. So it's easy to find. Beatlemania in America. And that's how what you key in. Beatlemania in America. And the word YouTube behind it. Or you can just go to YouTube And then in the search bar, Beatlemania in America. And if you're not aware about it, you'll get an education. You know, I say it was the greatest example of projecting love and getting love in a response, and it was done by the Beatles right around that time area. So much for that. Well, if only people could unite together and not be afraid to talk to strangers, you know. There's an epidemic of that going on, an epidemic of unresponsiveness too, you know. People, you got to, like, learn to be friendly to strangers. It's very easy, you know. Smile at people, chances are they'll smile back. I mean, sure, there's a bunch of fools walking around with chips on their shoulders that don't know how to be friendly. Well, you try to be friendly to them, and if they don't know how to respond, well, you just move on. Let them wallow in their bad attitude. But those of us who know how to be friendly and joyful, you need to connect with other people besides your small circle of friends. Hey, this show is a chance to do it, you know? All of you out there basically listen to me. You're strangers. I don't know you. You really don't know me. You might have listened to my show before, but if you call in, you know, it is a call-in show. It's your chance to connect with the stranger, because we all need to do that. Otherwise, the bad guys who are still running this world are going to make us suffer until the ETs finally land. Down to the last minute, they're going to do it, you know? I've given everybody some good advice where you can find out some information on what's going on behind the scenes. Hey, you know, the Cobra site, portal.blogspot.com. Yeah, you'll find out a lot of information about the bad guys, the good guys, how the situation is going. And if you haven't visited that once yet, oh my God, there's so many things for you to backtrack on and find out how the situation's been going, because it's probably one of the most informative sites. And there's other people out there presenting information. But the general consensus is the hardline bad ETs that have ruined our world for hundreds of thousands of years, most of them, they want to fight it out to the end, die hard, and they will die hard. But in the meantime, they're ruining our reality. You know, they're making it difficult for us. If it wasn't for those bad guys, planet Earth would be heaven on Earth already. The frequencies are rising and the lines are being drawn. And you can't hold on to the past and move into the future. You know, this upcoming moment in the history of humanity, the famous Jesus of Nazareth, when he was out there preaching the Gospels and talking to his disciples, and he made the statement, you know, about when the moment comes, don't run home to get your favorite things, because you'll miss out. And, like, the train will leave the station while you're going to get your things. Because the future requires that you leave everything behind, basically. You know, you can put in your mind maybe one or two things you'd like to reappear in the world with you, and maybe they will, just because you wish them to. But don't run home to get anything. He warned everyone of that. And believe it or not, you know, religion, all religions have their problems, because they're loaded with inaccurate information, sometimes purposefully deceptive information, sprinkled around a little truth. But having done my share of reading of some of these religions, what they have to say, I can tell everybody the teachings of Jesus are the only are the only important things, really. And, of course, even they have been altered to some extent because the Catholic Church hides the real written Gospels in their cellar. Yeah, not the good guys they pretend to be. But for what is available in the common everyday Bible, I'd say it's 99.99% accurate. And so it's worth reading as an historical, philosophical document. And the teachings of Jesus have a lot of good points there. Hey, if the whole world was following, do unto others as you have them do unto you, we wouldn't have any wars and stuff like that. And you might say that, how could I possibly make the statement I'm going to make? But I can tell you this. I've learned quite a bit in my one lifetime here. Whether I had passed once, it's irrelevant. What's important is what I learned in this lifetime. And we can stop the wars in a matter of days if I had that position of authority. And that's basically the only reason that I run every four years for president of the United States. Check it out. As a right-wing candidate, the game plan for 2024, I want every Democrat and every Republican to vote for me. That way we don't have to worry about cheating on the election because I know I have it in the bag right away. All we have to do is get the Democrat Party and the Republican Party to hold their conventions together and nominate me as the president. Then the election will just be a formality and we won't have to worry about people cheating. And it's the only way there's going to bring some unity to the Democrats and Republicans. If an independent, non-political individual was elected to be the president. Because as the president, I can set the examples. Then I can show the world how all the wars can be stopped quite easily. It's a lot easier than everybody thinks. Don't listen to those rock-hard thinking military generals and the other con artists and all the propaganda masters and the evil elites. Don't listen to any of them. All the wars in the whole world can be stopped in a very, very short amount of time if everybody is willing to follow a common sense game plan. And the game will be follow the leader. So that's why I'm looking for the leading position, because when you're the president of the United States, you are basically the queen on the chessboard, the most powerful individual in the world as a human being, putting aside the powerful evil entities that still control all the key players. You know, President Biden, all the world leaders, they're all controlled by the evil guys. You know, they have some powerful tools at their disposal, and they know how to make brain-dead zombies out of anybody that allows them to. And that's what we got, you know. I guarantee that, you know, it's so easy to end all this insanity, but you have to have someone in the leading position to show the way. You know, and I can do this so easily because I've studied the situation. I know who all the players are, the behind the scene and the behind the scene players. Okay. And even they'll listen to reason to some extent, and everything I say is common sense. And they'd like to have some fun too, I believe. Well, that's the way to do it. We want to have fun, we want to be loving, and we don't want anyone to get harmed, really. those are the great intentions. So everyone listening to my voice out there, are any of you willing to be supportive of what I'm trying to accomplish? You know, if you remember that famous song back in the last century, Imagine by John Lennon, you know, there's that Imagine Strawberry Fields with the Imagine Circle in Central Park. It's a tourist attraction now, but it's right across the street from where he used to live at the Dakota and where he got assassinated in the street. But if you listen to the words, you know, and then there's another song he had, Give Peace a Chance. Well, peace is not going to get a chance unless you have a world leader in charge of something like the United States who knows how to make the decisions for peace to happen. All it requires is making the correct decisions and implementing the correct plan. Right now, the whole world is following, all the world leaders are following a big plan designed to fail, designed to destroy humanity. Every, he showed them pandemic, the fake pandemic, the scandemic with the fake COVID that nobody could actually prove existed. All done with the power of suggestion. They duped everyone into taking injections they never should have got involved in. And they're still trying to perpetuate the idea that vaccines are a viable form of medicine. They're not. They are senseless. They are mindless. They are archaic. They're barbaric. They're an invasion of your holy temple, your body. Your body is your holy temple, not the one down the street, you know, with the building and the flags and the decorations outside. Your temple is your body. Physical temples are for the false gods. Yeah, they need them, you know. It makes them feel important. But your real temple is your body. And we all need to stop being disrespectful, but allowing strangers to inject poisons, toxic compounds into your body, boy, you are being disrespectful to your body, you know? And a lot of you have had to pay the price. A lot of you died because of that. And who was perpetrating all that on you? It was the evil government. Every evil government in the world was trying to force you to do this. What does that say about them? You know, they've got no brain power. They're all puppets for the New World Order, and the New World Order is owned and operated by the evil ETs. The people we call the ruling families here, they're nothing but pawns in the bigger game of chess that's ruled by the evil ETs of other worlds. And that's what this all final battle is about. These die-hard, evil, no-good so-and-sos are going to make us suffer until they're finally dragged away by force, by the good ETs, our galactic brothers and sisters who want to serve the one true God. And most people don't know who the one true God is. And in fact, I have to laugh at this, but some of the descriptions of who the one true God is from these extraterrestrials that are looking to help us, they're a little, they could use a lesson or two from us earthlings who the real true God is, or at least some of us know, but they're kind of lacking in certain ways. They need to read the teachings of Jesus. A lot of them just recognize him as one of many people that came to earth. Well, there was only one Jesus representing God on the mission of teaching humanity about the love God had for humanity. Only one person really did that and had the official mission, and that was Jesus of Nazareth, whom later we identified as Jesus Christ the Lord. He has many other titles. And unfortunately, his message has always been watered down by what became the Christian religion, which was started by the Roman Catholic Church, actually. And of course, theirs was, in the beginning, theirs was nothing but a plot to take control of. That's why the book, that Bible book, has the Old Testament, which is the Jewish scriptures that they thought was okay for people to read, and average people, and then followed by the Gospels, which are pretty intact. I'm sure they took a few key lines out. They didn't want people to know about it. Well, we'll only know which ones they took out when we get to see what the real scriptures are hidden down underneath the Vatican. Now, if they were hiding the real scriptures there and gave us an edited version, that proves they were that proves how phony they were from the beginning. That proves they were serving the dark side from the beginning. And that's what the whole Roman Catholic Church was created for. Control of two religions. And they sure duped a lot of people, but it helped keep that information about the Gospels, and it made it into mainstream later, 1,500 years later when they got the printing press. And then, of course, no sooner than the printing press came out and people started reading it for yourselves, there were negative interpretations slipped into those who wanted to tell the truth. And it's not only reading the scriptures, but having a true understanding of what they really mean. And you can best discern that by your own, in a way, or talking to people and back and forth. But when somebody tries to tell you this is what it has to mean, well, that's not a good start right there. I mean, most of the Gospels, and everyone should take the time to read it, because these are teachings from Jesus. And the most important thing to understand about understanding what's in that Bible, the four books, the Gospels, which four different writers wrote down what they could remember of what Jesus said, because all the books were written after he had left this world. They weren't writing it down when it was happening, really. And it clearly states in numerous points in those Gospels where Jesus makes the statement, "I do not speak of my own mind. I only tell you what the Heavenly Father tells me to tell you." No one else on earth ever said that. No one. So that makes Jesus of Nazareth a very special individual. And if you search his life out and search in books beyond the Bible, you'll find out he has many other titles. And he's actually a co-creator, God, given the authority to co-create. But he isn't God. He was just a creation of God to co-create with the power of God. Everything requires God for it to be in sync with the whole creation. If you're trying to create things and you don't include God or try to exclude God, just look at these evil ETs out there, what they ended up with. You know, horrible creatures without feelings, without concern for others. You know, their time is coming to an end. I mean, truthfully, if I had had a say on how long this insanity could continue, as the old saying goes on earth, nip it in the bud, it would have been nipped. You know, they're talking about this war going on for billions of years. Well, it never should have happened, really. Somebody should have made a decision way at the beginning and say, whoa, we're not going to let you get away with this. We're not going to force you to do anything, but we're not going to allow you to ruin others' lives. And that should have been that should have been enforced back then, you know. We can't allow to see how evil you want to be, because there is no limit, apparently. And then there's you guys probably created them, the energy sucking vampires that feed off negative emotions. And sure, we've had the explanations are out there why they do it, but such creatures cannot exist in a peaceful universe. You know, if they want to go out and create hell, let them live in their own hell, but they'd have no right imposing it upon us. And that is what was allowed to happen, and it never should have happened. I don't care what anybody says, it never should have happened. It should have been stopped early on. You know, I'm not saying we should have forced them to be good creatures when they chose to be bad ones, but we could have seen that they were prevented from imposing their evil on anyone else. I don't know why that wasn't done, but I know this. If I could run back the clock, none of those wars would have happened. It might have been one or two skirmishes in the beginning, and the proper safeguards would have been put in, and they wouldn't have gotten too far, really. I mean, but that's not how it played out. Unfortunately, we're at the suffering end of it right now. We'd all like it to end, but it's taking so long because there's a lack of cooperation. The people, we outnumber the bad guys, 100 to 1,000 to 1, but they've tricked us into isolating ourselves. They bombard us with fear and negative emotions every day on the TV. They control the movies we see to make us accept war and suffering and killing. We don't want to accept any of that stuff. And that's why I said there's an opportunity coming up in 2024. I mean, I'm a realist. I wish the ETs would land next week and let's get this thing on. Round up the bad guys and let's have some breathing room so we all can be happy. You know, but they have their reasons, whatever. Meanwhile, the energy, we're being told that the energy coming from the central sun, the galactic central sun, is going to whoosh onto Earth. And there's going to be that quantum recrystallization of all matter, whether we're ready for it or not. We could easily be ready for it if we all make an effort. There should be no hunger or famine. That's all being created on purpose to serve the evil demons that feed off suffering. And all the governments in the world could do it, but they're too busy collecting bribe money, money laundering, your tax money, so it falls back in their pockets. And all the money that's donated to these causes, very little goes to the causes. I guarantee if half the money was really put to the cause, all the problems would be solved. In fact, a major part of the solution is we need to dismantle all the governments. That's right, all of them. Republics don't work. You think they do? Well, you prove it to me, because all the proof says they don't work. Sounded like a great idea back in 1776, but it quickly fell apart, if you know your U.S. history. And then the world controllers got that control. And, you know, there's a story out there that it's the U.S. corporation since 18-something, whatever. And it's not really the United States of America that was set up by the founders back in 1776. Interesting point, interesting year. You know, the Illuminati came together in Europe that particular year, too. I guess that was the dark side's response. We're going to create our own control thing here. These people are trying to set up a democracy. You know, America is not a democracy. I have to remind everybody that now and then, because they lie to you every day on the TV and the newscasts, and they keep calling it a democracy. They tell you that in the schools. You know, all you have to do is recite the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, and to the republic for which it stands. And in a republic, I'll remind everyone, the representatives have all the power. So when you vote these guys in, they can do whatever they want. They don't need your approval anymore. How about that? That's why most of the protests go nowhere. Because the politicians, they know they're in a republic, and they've been elected, and they can pretty well do what they damn please and get away with it unless they massively screw up, which a lot of them are getting caught now doing. But meanwhile, you know, every election in every country in the world, people are voting in criminals, crooks, liars, con artists that don't have a clue as to what it requires to make things right for the common people. They're all bribe takers. They're all interested in their own personal glory and power and money. So you have to stop voting for politicians. Anyone who ever was a politician should never be allowed to hold any public office because you're all crooks, basically, unless you can really prove you're not. And I mean prove. But the whole point I'm making here is this system of a republic with representatives doesn't work unless we can have them removed by the end of the week. Get it? We need a system that works that fast. As soon as somebody even talks about something stupid that is not going to be beneficial, you need to be fired, removed already. And we need to have a real democracy has to be voted on, and a majority can get to decide, a major majority, not just one vote over 50%, you know, because that's what we got in the U.S. Congress. We got a 50-50, pretty much 49-51 Congress, which means deadlock forever. I mean, that's how far apart the sides are. That's why it can't work by electing another Democrat or Republican president. But somebody with a new vision, an independent person who doesn't think political but knows how to make people happy, how to help people out, and how to be friendly, and how to see that nobody gets hurt, really. Somebody like myself, you know? And I'm telling you, the right person as president of the United States, we can solve all the world's problems very quickly. And we'll convince, that president will be able to convince the Congress to start doing what's right. And you, the people, need to start asking your leaders, the people you've elected that are supposed to be serving you, but they know they don't have to, well, you need to find ways to force them to do what you want. And you need to demand laws that will give you some say. Like, how about the law that no politician can vote for anything unless he first has a public referendum on whether his constituents want it or not? And then you have to have trustable voting machines. These electronic voting machines, they're too easy to cheat with. And, of course, that's the game plan by both the parties. You know, that's why you can't try to elect another Democrat or Republican presidential candidate, because both sides cheat. And as the Democrats prove, they're better cheaters than the Republicans, because they cheated to win the last election. We all know that. And if Trump was such a great guy, why did he allow it to happen? He says that he doesn't know what the hell he's doing. He played his hand all wrong. All wrong. You know, he thinks he's a big shot because he made money. And we all hear that he didn't make it ethically either. But, you know, to all you Trump haters, hey, get the Dems and Republicans to vote, support me as the presidential candidate. Get both parties support me, and then you won't have to worry about Trump. I'm sure he's good for something. You know, it's good for riling up the crowd or whatever. But come on, he had the presidency, and then he lost the following election because he wasn't smart enough to how to stop the cheaters. Real brain Einstein he is. A real braino. Yeah. Hey, this is the facts, the truth of what's going on. You know, 2024 is a long way ahead. And we got this moron in charge of the American government. I mean, I don't know if he's a clone. People say he's a clone. People say there's five clones, all defective ones. And he's got dementia, and he doesn't even know which direction to walk in unless his handler points the direction or pushes him in it. How can somebody like that be allowed to be the president of the United States? Is everybody brain dead? Certainly in the government they are, not necessarily brain dead, but there were, you know, even the Republicans, they lost, the election was stolen from them. You know, their Trump idol could have been the president again, and we certainly couldn't be any worse than this Biden boob is, but that's, you know, not one Republican is calling for his removal. Does that make any sense? Which just goes to show you, both the parties are crooks. They're all in the scam together. And they all only vote for things where they can get kickback money from. And that's why republics don't work. The only laws they should be making is laws that give us the right to remove them within a week or two at the most. But we'll need, and the law to give us tamper-proof voting machines. Listen, years and years ago, I invented a tamper-proof voting machine. There's no way you can fool the machine I invented. And guess what? I tried to contact political people, and nobody was interested. Because it was ready, set in place that, well, the way to win elections is to cheat, to con the people and get a good turnout, and then have your hand on all the key machines that you can change the numbers to make sure you'll win. They do the same crap in every other country in the world, too, you know? And we got to stop trusting in politicians. Somebody is a member of a political party, forget it, especially the big political parties. He's a crook. He's a criminal. He knows he's willing to be a part of that major political party because he knows if he gets elected, he can hop on the gravy train and do nothing for at least 3.5 years, if not longer, and only pretends to do something for you when it's time to get reelected. And then he makes up all this phony malarkey, and these people do nothing for anybody good. And then, you know, all these issues can be solved with a decent president of the United States. And you're never going to get that from the Democrats or the Republicans unless they both support an individual like me. Hey, if there's another individual that knows how to solve all the problems simultaneously, speak up now. But I'm the one who's talking it. And if you can't get behind me and help me pull this off by any way whatsoever, you know, even if you don't know how to help me, at least try to help me. You ought to be, because we're talking about what's right for you and your friends, average people. I guess if you're a rich person, you don't want to have anything to do with me, probably, because you love the scamming games the rich get away with. You know, in order for there to be justice and fairness, we have to get rid of this two-tier system of the elites and the slaves. You know, we have to end it. And I realize those who are in positions of power don't want to give them up. No way, you know. because they're selfish and they're probably ungodly and they're cowards and they're inconsiderate and they lack love in their hearts and they're willing to sell their fellow human beings out for a little petty power and a little extra money in their pocket so they can live as elites, never mingling with the common folks. You know, it's really funny how many people, Trump supporters, there are. Sure, he might be better than the average politician, but why would you pledge allegiance to somebody? He doesn't hang out with the bros on the corner. He doesn't know what regular people are like. He knows what rich people are like. So what do you want to do? Elect another rich? In fact, there should be a law against that. No wealthy person should be allowed to run for president in the United States. None. If you have money, forget it. You shouldn't be in politics because you're the kind of leech, parasite that's going to only look out for yourself, and you don't give two hoots about the poor person, really. You like to pretend to be interested in helping the poor, but you don't really help them. You come up with all these phony programs. They don't really solve the situation. What they do is waste taxpayers' money, and they don't. None of them have accountability. Without accountability, you know, it's, you know, you can't have situations without accountability because eventually, and in fact, in a very short time, it doesn't work. And all scams develop up around what you had set up. You know, if you don't put safeguards in, scams are going to show up. You know, I've got this book I wrote, Connect the Dots Theory, and I explain basically how it is, you know, and about how our corrupt world is, you know, we're like, we're following the ways of the false gods that controlled all the religions long ago. In fact, if you want a true connection to God, it has nothing to do with religion. It has to do with your personal mind connecting the mind that's at the source of all of this. And that's the message that needs to be chalked out there. There are people doing it now, but basically they're preaching to the choir, as the saying goes. Hey, you know, those of us that know the information already, those of us that are hearts are filled with love, those of us that want to do it, we are in a minority. And newcomers on board, they come very slowly, you know, but there's always opportunities to come for people to come together. There's a big global mass meditation happening on May 1st. Find out about it, you know. If you don't, hey, if you really don't know how to find out about it, I gave you the phone number here. Call in. I'll explain it to you, you know? And other people listening will get the same advice that you. But, you know, I've told you people before, you listeners, and if I don't feel like telling you tonight, you can archive past shows until you find out. I've spoken around many shows where you can access the information to find out about what's going on. But you need to show a little enthusiasm, too, you know? I mean, that's one of the problems with the human race. You know, once we start dating, governments start doing everything for everybody, people get lazy. They don't want to do anything for themselves. The damn computers, they're more of a harm than good in certain ways, you know? People don't have to research anything now. I'll just Google it and assume that the computer is telling me the truth. And of course, the computer only can tell you what other people have programmed it in to tell you. And there's quite a bunch of information in there. There's jokes, you know, I go on Twitter, there's jokes happening all the time. People put up cartoons, you know, pictures of what the life of children in America were, 50, 60, 70 years ago and what it is today. You know, kids were playing on bicycles, playing games, you know, just having fun, you know. Now everybody's walking around with a cell phone and their head stuck into the cell phone. Maybe that's how you can ignore the chemtrails. And there's been an upstep in chemtrails. In fact, there's new stuff. Start looking at the top of your car. There's new stuff dropping out at night. Or maybe the planes in the daytime, it takes 12 hours for the stuff to drop down, and it's clumping together almost like bird shit, but not as big as bird shit and not the typical bird shit splat, but it's white. And it's like lumps of sugar or something like that, it looks like. But there's so many toxic chemicals that are white. It's astronomical amount of chemicals that are white powder. But start looking and noticing you come out in the morning and it's always drops over your car. No, it's not. It's not the pollen. My whole life, this stuff has only started appearing in the last month. And I've seen what pollen looks like. You know, it's nothing like this at all. Of course, you know, they'll try to con you. Everything you hear on the TV, it's keep the people ignorant. But start investigating for yourself, you know. You got to start acting, you know, life out, living it. You got to stop waiting for someone else to do it for you, because the government isn't going to do anything for anybody. Look what's happening in France. No matter how many protests they make, that crazy puppet Macron, you know, that no good so-and-so, he doesn't care what the people say. He's going to sign the law to take away 2 more years of their life, you know? And he wouldn't care if everyone in France protested, because he knows he's elected to power and he can do whatever he damn well pleases and get away with it. And that's where that one's headed. And then while, you know, you got to see what's going on in the world. You pay attention. I mean, I watch the fake news, too, because some of the things come out on fake news. And there's that crackpot Lezinski. I feel sorry for the Ukrainian people, but the guy is Lezinski. Man, is he a devil or what? I mean, he's talking devil propaganda. He's talking false god propaganda when he's from the TV things. He's going, we're never going to give up. We're going to fight to the end. Well, that's nothing godly about that, you know? And he's sucking tax dollars away from every country in the world. Billions of dollars of our tax money here in the U.S., plus billions of dollars from other countries. And they're giving aid to him, and they're trying to make him a hero. The guy speaks like a demon. He is a demon. You know? Use some common sense. And don't be afraid to call these people what they are. They're demons. They're vampires. They're leeches. They're backstabbers. You know, we have to identify what is as what is. And we have to break away from these cruel systems that don't work. Republics don't work. The proof is in the pudding. Just go back to the scamdemic and you'll see every politician in the world was promoting the vaccines because they were getting paid big money by the vaccine companies. They didn't care if it was going to harm you or not. It was a perfect opportunity for the New World Order to kill up as many people as possible and try to out some of their new poisons. Did anybody really know what was in the vaccines? Most of them, you know, people just took the word. Oh, yeah, government tells me I'll do my duty. They ask the doctor, is it safe? Doctor goes, yeah. Doctor doesn't know what's in that vial he's injecting me into your body. Use some common sense. You can't believe anybody in government. They're all liars, and they don't know what they're talking about. I mean, really, actions need to be taken. Strategic physical actions need to be taken, not just protesting in the street. Look what happened in all these other countries. The protests go nowhere because the governments have control of the military and the police. Maybe in America there's a group of military people willing to arrest all the bad guys. Well, what the hell are they waiting for? If we have that enough of a military willing to arrest all the bad guys in the military, all the traitors, arrest the fake president, what's stopping them, huh? Hey, come on, people, it's now or never. You know, if you're not willing to take a stand for what's right and what's just, what the hell are you even living for? You know, I mean, really. There's a time, for actions. You need to stand up for what's right. You need to project love. You need to be, don't allow any of this talk of killing and revenge. And you have to call these people out publicly as being evil, ungodly. People don't like to be called ungodly, so call them ungodly when they are. Because anything to do with the real God has to do with love and mercy and understanding and projecting love and giving and sharing. So you got to do your part, people. Hey, I've done my share. I do it on this radio show, and I've made a lot of musical recordings. My album, Songs Better Than Dylan, a lot of great philosophical statements made in those songs. You can listen to them for free on YouTube. Is that amazing? Of course, if you find one out of those 23 on that album, it'd be nice, kind of you, to be supportive of what I get out here and do every week for nothing. And for all the work and time and effort it took to record those songs, you know, as an independent artist without any support. But just in that alone, I've done more than my share. And in my 29 videos on YouTube, you know, the Tom Edison Channel 5621, I don't bring forth bad things in those videos, only good things. You know, if you watched the one, The Earth, She Loves You, watch the video on YouTube. Of course, you can listen to the song first, you know, on YouTube also, Care of CD Baby. But I've also got the video out there on it, too. Perhaps it might inspire you to love the earth back, because that's still what the earth wants. You know, the earth is conscious. And if you want to see what conscious interaction with the earth is, download a copy of my Connect the Dots theory. It's not a theory. It's a sharing of truth and wisdom. And you'll hear some real-life stories about interacting with the earth, really interacting, not make-believe interacting, but real interacting, yes. You know, I've experienced it. I've experienced telepathic communication. Yeah, it exists. But I'll still say certain things need to be talked out verbally to fine-tune things, because there are certain things you can fine-tune better with a conversation than you can telepathically. Telepathically is great for telling the general picture, and it's great for comedy, too. I'll explain that some other day, but in fact, I might have explained it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Hey, available now everywhere. Amazon, you know, Barnes & Noble, iTunes, I think. It's an education. Even extraterrestrials were to get a copy, they would learn something. Because from listening to these people that represent the Galactic Confederation, I believe it is now, because other people are calling out the Galactic Federation as false god friends, and they're calling out Aurora Ray, who claims to be a representative of that Galactic Federation, but the Cobra site, they're calling themselves the Galactic Confederation now. And I believe there is a difference, but nobody wants to say definitely, one, what the difference is. And I put my questions out there. So what's the problem? You know, I'm telling you my ascertaining of the information. But anyhow, all these people representing these other ETs that are here to help us, I believe most of them are, they seem to have, there's a lot they don't understand, and that's why I can make that statement. If they were to download a copy of my book, Connected Us, they would learn a few things. I guarantee any soul personality that downloads that book, which you can read in about 2 to 3 hours, plus all the pictures to help you understand, and the photographs, you'll learn something. I don't care who you are. You'll learn a thing or two. That's how informative that book is. But anyhow, we're coming down to the end of the show. It was a call-in show. I guess the dark side makes sure that nobody can call my show. I know some of you actually have telephones out there, believe it or not. I just know that. Anyhow, hey, tell your friends to tune in next week, and, you know, if not to yourself, prove to me that you know how to reach out to a stranger, because let's face it, I don't know you guys I'm talking to out there, but I'm not afraid to speak. You guys shouldn't be afraid to talk to me. We're all strangers until we start talking and meeting each other, and then we're no longer strangers, you know. So much for that. Okay, we're going to end the show. You're going to get to hear my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. But before you hear that, you'll hear my lead guitar solo at the end of Are You the Partying Kind, Are You? I am. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown until next week. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stance without being made clear to the world, my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join them in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being it clear to the world, my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look.